Welcome back, everybody, to The Swamp, Season 4, Episode 4. This happens every week, and it's not really that funny at all, is it, Joel? We
should probably I mean, it's getting a bit old now. I mean, we only did this pod last week.
It's not intentional, either.
We're a busy pod at the moment. Yeah, you know, we've realised we slacked off in the middle there, but we've made ourselves back, made it back.
Yeah, two episodes in a week. It's a bit much, I reckon.
Yeah, in line with the game, so. we kind of had to. That's true. We didn't have a choice.
Yep.
Give the fans what they want.
Absolutely. Beautiful night down at Elswick Park, Oval number 1. Do you want to do the honour of introducing our guest for this week?
Oh, yeah. I will. I will say a little fun fact, though, before we get into the guest. So, Dustin Martin was down here on the Sunday doing laps around Elswick Park. No, him and Paul Kelly. So I didn't know who Paul Kelly was, but Ben Hall was into me about it.
Dustin Martin and Paul Kelly?
Yeah, doing laps around Elswick Park.
Right.
Couldn't believe it.
That is bizarre.
But speaking about the halls, our next guest, now he's fond of silverware, this man. He's won a lot of awards in his time at the club. I believe he's over the age threshold for one of the awards now. Yeah, he definitely is. But I mean, he's won it for 3. He's probably going to be named after him one day. But a big welcome to our guest, Jacko Hall. Welcome, mate.
Thanks, lads. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
Long time listener, first time caller.
That's never been said before, mate.
He's been knocking on the door for a while, Jacko. He's finally got an opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah, obviously, you've had a pretty good start to the season, mate. We'll get into that a bit later. But for those of the listeners who don't know you, do you want to run us through sort of how you got to the club, when that was, and yeah, what were your first memories were of Elswick?
Yeah, sweet. So, came down to the club with my brother Ben. Not sure if Ben's been on the pod, but
he has, unfortunately.
Ben came down, school friends with Mackenzie Harvey. And then I think Macca and his dad came and watched me play one day and said we have to have him. So, came down and played. Came down, played 2 games in the under-12s my first season. Dan Edwards was my coach, and then they said, all right, we can't play under-12s anymore. So I went straight up to the 14s after 2 games in the under-12s.
Yeah.
Under Ben Cooper, so he was my first full coach.
Is Ben Cooper your coach?
Yeah, he's had some good coaches, haven't you?
Under-14s, and then, worked my way through 14s, 16s.
Who was your coach then?
I had Dan Giorgio for 1 year.
Yeah.
And then Max and Henry Bennett.
coach. Yeah, absolutely.
Supervisor.
Jeez, that would have been a good year to get out of.
Yeah, geez, it was fun. And then played 2 years of JG Craig. And then, worked my way through the seniors, through 4s, 3s, spent a lot of time in the 2s, and now a couple games in the 1s.
Yeah, what a story.
That is how good. I mean, I don't know how good it's normally done at the end, but I suppose it's obviously a lot of years there, Jacko. So you've been here since a young kid. Any games that kind of stick out in the mind or performances that you go, yeah, that was a weird day, or I dominated this day, or something like that? Not a present game excluded.
A couple of games in the juniors where I sort of had a bit of fun. One day at Cluden took 6 for 6, which was a bit of fun.
Friday night. Was that under 14, something?
Would have been 16.
Really?
I think were you there?
Yeah, I probably was.
Yeah.
Oh, you took 6 for 6.
Yeah, I took 6 for 6.
Yeah, no, I
do. We rolled them for 81 and then got bowled out for 30 the next week and lost.
That was an interesting lineup.
That was good fun.
6 for 6.
Yeah, 6 for 6 off. With a few 6 for 6 off 8.
With a few wides.
Had a look at it during the week. It's been a few weird ones. We had, I remember one day in the 4s, we got rolled for 80 or something, and then it was against Ormond or someone, and they put on 300 and then sent us back in, and we made 400 or something.
Yeah.
I think Ben Richards, 99, not out.
Ben Richards, there's a name.
Yeah. Couple, we could take another 6 for an under 16s. Just have a bit of fun playing juniors.
Loves the 6-5.
You should just try and bowl quick, and kids would miss it eventually.
You were a batsman in juniors, I reckon.
Yeah, I think I batted
a day at Beau Morris. And
made a 60 not at Beau Morris one day.
Really?
Only that game we like ever about 150 at the time.
Yeah. Only game we ever played on turf in juniors, so that was good. Not a good junior career. Had a stinker, like some not so great teams.
Yeah.
Never played in a final until last year, so it took me 15 years of playing cricket to play in a final, which was...
Gee whiz.
Yeah, which was a bit odd, but... Geez.
It's good advertisement for the junior program, so...
Yeah. No,
they're... You're looking to send a kid down.
They're getting stronger, I hear. The juniors are coming back to their roots, but it was a bit weird because, obviously, your age group, Max, was a very good junior age group, and you guys won flags for fun, and then I never got a new one, so...
Yeah, that's right.
Allergic to flags.
Yeah.
But you know what they say, mate, that you follow your coach, so Max and Henry in the 16s. I mean...
Well, yeah, Ben Cooper kept me here, really. If it wasn't for Ben Cooper, I might have never stayed. So.
Benny Cooper, that's a name.
Yeah, it's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, spent a lot of time in twos, which has been a lot of fun.
And so, was Jim an old Elsternwick player?
Nah, Jim wasn't. Jim came across when Ben and I did.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
He played his cricket at Powerhouse when he moved to Melbourne, so Mercantile.
Yeah, not
very good. I played a lot of cricket with Dad, actually, though, which has been fun here, in the fours, in the threes. And then he's played a couple of games in the twos as well. Played one game at Moorabbin with him in the twos, which was really fun.
Jesus Christ.
We played on a soccer field, and Henry Bennett hit a 90-metre 60, I reckon.
Yeah, right. Oh, I remember that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played that game.
I reckon it was Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I remember.
It was ridiculous. There was a bit of mayo on that six, though.
Nigel Cousins was playing.
Yeah, Marksy Fraser had only one pair of gloves and called for a second pair.
Yeah, right.
And then Marksy made him buy the gloves after the game. That was funny.
Yeah, I remember that game.
But I played a bit with Dad, which has been really cool.
Yeah, because he's a big supporter. He's down, obviously, at every game.
Number one ticket holder here at
He came to Taylor's Lakes to watch
he did.
You.
Yep.
Yeah, and then Taylor's he came Lakes on the Sunday, weekend. Came down here to watch Ben. So, big supporter of the ones and the twos.
It's good. No, it's good to have Dad come down and watch you. He doesn't really compliment me much, but he shook my hand after that game against Moorabbin in the ones, which
was
really?
Nice. That's nice. Nice.
That was nice. First time I think my dad's ever shook my hand. So it was...
I don't think I've ever shook my dad's hand, to be honest.
Yeah. He gave me a fist bump after I won a flag playing footy, and this must have been better than that. So, no, it's good.
Remember when I used Jim's bat at Moorabbin?
Yeah, the bolts of wood.
It was unbelievable.
The Slazenger V100.
Like the worst thing you've ever seen. The V100.
Yeah. He was unbelievable. I reckon
you used it for the rest of the year, didn't you?
Yeah, I tried to, I think. I don't think it worked much after that, but for that one day, boy, it went really well.
The V100, mate, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, not wrong. So how have you found, obviously, the ones this year? You played a couple of games now. What have you sort of noticed, sort of difference in standard-wise, all little things you can take away from your time in the ones so far this year?
Yeah, something I spoke to Das a little bit about after my first game. You can't miss, so you've got to be on a lot more, especially bowling. Your bad balls really get punished. Playing twos, there's a lot of batsmen that miss hit, but the first thing I found in the first sort of two games in the ones that some of the blokes that miss hit the ball. So you've got to be on from ball one, which I think switches you on a little bit more. So it's almost, you've always got to be in the game. A bit tougher on the weekend, 80 overs in 32 degree heat or whatever it was. So that was a bit tough. But the game against Moorabbin was good. I felt pretty comfortable once I got in there. It's just a game of cricket when you get going. So big difference, I think, was just everything is a lot. You're always on. You've always got to be on. So.
Yeah.
Talk us through your FIFA.
Yeah. This is a story on it.
Yeah,
wow. Your batting effort after that.
Yeah.
I think I bowled my first three overs. I don't think I had one after my first three and was like, oh, I'll take none for today, keep the figures low. And then I took a good catch, actually, at mid-on to start, running back down here in this pocket.
Yeah, right.
Which is nice. The boys got around me, which felt good, got me in the game. And then first one, had one smoke back at me, I caught and bowled, which is good. And then a wicket maiden.
Remembers wicket.
Curry kept yelling it out. He just kept yelling out wicket maiden the whole time. So hard to forget.
Easily impressed Curry, I've found.
Yeah, very, very. And then had an LB as well in my first spell. So I had two for not many. And then came back on second spell. I was like, geez, my figures are going to get ruined here. It's going to whack me. And then I had three and four balls to finish it out. So.
Oh, there you go. Are you coming what, change?
I'm not sure. Third or fourth, maybe?
Yeah.
Did you bowl to Ashen?
No, I didn't. Finn got him out second over. So after he hit Das onto the club rooms.
Oh, I just want to watch him bat sometimes.
Yeah, it was ridiculously
very entertaining.
Ridiculously big ball. That is.
Yeah.
Played a lot of junior cricket with Luke, actually.
Ashen, you know his brother, don't you?
Yeah, something Luke like and that. Josh, so... Played a lot with Emmanuel South Oakley, my first club.
Right.
I remember running Luke out one day in under 11, then he made me cry. So.
Okay.
I'm glad I'm not playing with him anymore.
But obviously a bit different this week. You were the hero with the bat.
No, I can't take the credit.
That was a bit of a hard watch, to be honest. I was.
It was pretty intimidating, batting at 10 with... We were 9 down in the end, me and Jacob Kerr facing out the last 3 overs.
Gee, I'd be nervous too.
Rosh, yeah.
I'm real nervous.
Cam ran me a drink and he goes, I reckon you take 12 and just let Sid have 6 from one end. So I just did that and let Sid have 6. And he got through. That's a very tight one, but he got through in the end. And then
were you confident in Sid for the 6?
Yeah, balls? The first one he whacked. He's just straight out of the middle of the bat, which is awesome. Yeah. So.
Just saw runs.
I thought he was going to try and heave one over Cow. I thought they were going to get it in his head, but they didn't. And then, yeah, faced the last six and just blocked him out, which was good to come away with a draw from 6-60 or whatever we were at after 20 overs.
Yeah, because there was just like everyone around the bat, because Henry and I were watching it on the phone. Mm. And all we saw was like huge crowd, and it's like, oh, geez.
Yeah,
so there were a couple of shouts.
Yeah.
A couple of shouts. Yeah. That got turned down, but kind of went up with his hand. I was like, oh no.
He did it every time someone appeared. The umpire went to his like chest with both his hands. No. I just turned one of the shouts, I just turned away and walked away.
Any close ones?
I don't think they were close. The umpire said they just appealed for everything anyway. Yeah, just
that's what it sounded like, at least.
Yeah.
I saw you complain a little bit on one ball. Like,
I was facing up, and the bloke at short fine, oh, I don't even know what you call it, short 45 or something. He just kept talking as the bowl was running in.
Yeah.
It's just a bit ridiculous.
Is this the guy who had a bit of niggle to everyone on the day?
Yeah,
this is
Jacob Kerr's mate.
The same
mate.
Guy.
Yeah, right.
Sid told him to keep playing shots in the last over, and he took 22 off the last, and then...
Well, in other news too, there was apparently an earthquake out of the Taylor's Lakes. Finn Usher. Hit the ground so hard with his bat when he got dismissed.
Really?
He showed me the footage and I was like, you're crazy.
Is there wicket? Footage, is there? Oh, yeah. Like on the pitch.
And then he's getting chirped all the way off the ground.
Random hole in the deck.
He's a big supporter of the pod, Finn Usher.
Yeah.
So.
Jeez, you'd be flat if you were Taylor's Lakes, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
To not get a win they out of
bottled,
that one.
They bottled it. I'm not sure if they bottled it. We batted really well. I think Roche faced 140 balls and... Huey Bennett, 80 balls for his
Hugh.
Three not out.
Huge
three
out.
Jeez, yeah. when I saw Rosh get out, I was watching that and I was like, boy, this is going to be a tough last in the overs.
You see Kerry go in and it's like, you're already shaking hands sometimes. See you the bus boys. Rosh, good on Kerry though.
Yeah, Rosh spoke to me and said, I'll try and get one off the fourth, fifth or sixth ball. And he came down the last ball of the over and he tried to whack one through point and just sneak one through the keeper. But can't be mad at him for what he did the rest of the game.
No, great debut for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was awesome. Dug us out of a hole and then got some wickets up front as well, which is really good. He's going to be a very handy player to have alongside.
Definitely take the draw.
Yeah.
Definitely take the draw there.
100%.
I suppose we should probably get into the favourite segment on the pod, the E11. So for those who don't know, the guest picks their... ideal Elsternwick 11 from who they've played with in the past. You can skin it how you want. So, Jackson, what sort of way did you skin it, mate? Is it your best team or is it just...
It's certainly not the best team. I'm not sure what level of this team would play at, but...
capable of winning some games, you reckon?
Well, it's won games in the past, pretty similar sides in the twos, so...
Yeah, okay.
Maybe second 11 team that might get through.
All right. Run us through and give us a bit of a spiel about each player.
Yeah, I started with Ben Cooper.
Yeah.
I play footy with Ben now and under-14s coach. Played a fair few games in the twos alongside Coop, so pretty good mates.
We'll get him back soon, I reckon.
Yeah, he's pretty keen to play. Him and Tom Smith, I'm hearing.
When did this turn around? Because I thought Ben Cooper was never playing again.
Well, so did I, and then footy season, he dropped a little hint in there. Wouldn't mind coming back.
I did text him the other week when we were a bit short on numbers. I said, hey, mate, how are you? And he just said, I know where this is going, no.
I don't think he'll ever come back.
Probably the threes, too.
But I did call him after that, and he didn't sound completely against the idea, so...
Yeah, he's a chance.
Maybe one weekend in January.
Gone for my ex-housemate, Cooper Davies.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
spend a lot of time with Cooper and always have a bit of fun playing with him.
Dynamic opening duo, though.
Yeah, whacker, very hard ball.
He's so hard on the weekend, too. Yeah. His dismissal was head in the sky.
Yeah, it was.
Number three, I've gone for a bit of a different one, but I went Dave Beckett.
Really?
Obviously an old Elsternwick
guy. Great
guy. Yeah, one of the better blokes that's ever come through the club, Dave Beckett, so that's why he's in the team.
Did he win the local election, or whatever you call it?
Yeah, I'm not sure if he did. I saw that.
I don't know who this guy is.
He played a couple of years, probably 5 or 6 years ago, sort of threes and fours.
Yeah, nice.
Just all-around good guy, and he went for... local council.
Yeah, run for local council.
Right.
Used to have a radio show. Sure if he's still doing that.
Yeah. Great guy, though.
Yeah, great guy. Number four, Will Long. haven't played a lot of cricket with Will until recently, but really enjoy playing with Will.
Yep.
Number five, the big Mal Damage Gamage.
Oh, big Mal. Big Mal.
That's one name I was not expecting to hear.
Mal was fun to play with.
Yeah, he was great.
That game at Malvern where he hit a cut shot into the police station. That was ridiculous. I've never seen a ball hit over point so high or long.
The celebration too, where he just the sky.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Mal, he almost won us that game off his own bat.
Yeah.
We need him back. We'll get him back 1 year.
Number six, I've gone Jack Denborough.
Yep.
Yeah.
Denny, just athletic freak.
Can't go wrong.
Is he taking the gloves?
Yeah, he will take the gloves. He will. Then I've gone Ben Hall as well. It's just cool to play with your brother.
Yeah.
I didn't pick him until I walked up into this room to the pod. I needed someone else in the team. It saves me driving to every game and training, having Ben around too, which is nice.
Yep. It also helps Jim out.
Yeah.
Comes to
yeah,
the same
it does.
Ground.
It's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah. It'd be nice if Ben could get up to the ones to save Jim a triple two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah. Number eight, I've gone James Sherborne. Like, yeah. I played a lot of junior cricket with. Probably my only friend throughout junior cricket as well. There are a lot of people who didn't enjoy playing cricket in my junior teams, and Jimmy Sherborne used to love it, and then played a lot of games in the threes and fours with Jimmy as well. Yep. So it'd be good to have him back at the club at some stage too.
Definitely.
Not too sure if he'll ever come back, but
I'll give him a try.
He might. And then I think this bloke's in every person's team, but I've gone Hugh Bennett as well.
Yeah.
All-round good guy.
Yep.
I really like bowling with Huey as well. A lot of partnerships with Hugh in the twos and now a couple of games in the ones together, which has always been a bit of fun. I've gone the big truck, Tom Foley, next.
Oh, he was a training last week.
He was. He's back. He's coming back.
Yeah. He's signed.
He's running a December, apparently.
He's running a half marathon next weekend.
Yeah.
And then I think he's back. I never thought Tom Foley would be running a half marathon either.
No. But yeah, that's what he's been saying to me.
Very well.
It's on the pod now. He has to come back.
He always bullies me, but I've picked him. There's a lot of blokes in this team who bully me.
Yeah, okay.
I picked him anyway.
Well, you need a bit of that, don't you?
Yeah, I think you do. And then
builds morale.
I've gone Henry Bennett as well.
Stiff number 11.
Yeah, I was going to put him above T-Foss, but I didn't want Hugh into Henry. It's a bit.
Yeah,
okay. I was going to say T-Foss has gone up the order.
Yeah, well, you need someone that can slog a ball.
Yeah,
that's true.
Pinch hitter.
I think that's a bit of a myth. T-Foss the pinch hitter.
From Rebel?
Yeah, he had a Rebel Sport Kookaburra.
T-Foss the pinch hitter has always been a myth. I've never actually seen the bloke hit.
Henry's going to be very mad that I've called T-Foss a pinch hitter as well. There's been a lot of games where T-Foss has been pushed up the order and Henry's been filthy. So. That's 11. I don't think I need 12, do I?
Nah.
I'm with 11.
You don't play cricket to be 12, man.
It's not a good team, but there's some good names in there.
It depends which way you look at it.
Some good names in there.
Menzies wouldn't know a few of those, would you, man?
No, Sherborne, never heard of him. Beckett. I mean, I might see Beckett and Glen Ira Council. Sounds like he might have been successful, mate.
I'm not sure which one he went for or if he won, so.
Yeah.
Hope like you're well, Dave.
Yeah.
He said he'd come down and watch me.
Really?
So
Well, we'll follow that up.
And vote one.
Yeah,
should we get to the results?
Yeah, mate, let's do it. We're all on different teams. So
so we might start with our guest, Jacko, for the ones. So give us a bit of a rundown, mate, how the boys went.
Yep, so Das and Finn Usher, what did Finn call it? The Ushanyaka dynasty or something like that.
Jesus.
It was a bit odd. 34 degree heat out at Taylor's Lakes and wind howling from one end.
Was it hot? Like,
it was stinking.
Really? Because it wasn't hot
ridiculous.
Out here.
No,
it's ridiculous. I beg to differ.
You were out there for a lot longer than me.
As soon as the coin got tossed, I think we all knew that we were going to be bowling. They came out and whacked a couple early, which was annoying. I think Hughie Bennett got our first off a controversial caught behind. The batsman very, very angry.
Really?
Some bloke kept whacking me and then a few drop catches, so I should have had a couple, but that's all right, is what it is. They ended up 6 for 333. So a humongous day in the field.
Seriously long day.
Cam Christensen had heat stroke by the end of it. He was on his haunches and looked very unwell, Cam.
Jeez, that's not good.
And then rocked up Sunday and was perfectly fine, so... Can do it all, Cam. And then with the bat, not much up the top of the order. And then really Roche, 66 off 140, and Hughie Bennett's 3 off 73. Real saviours there at the end, which was amazing. Got us to 9 for 141 off our 66. It was a bit of a weird game scenario with a
very
few overs
strange,
lost at the start of the game. So
probably worked out well, didn't it?
Yeah, lucky we had 66 because I'm not sure if we would have batted out. I'm not sure if me and Jacob Kerr would have got through 14 more overs together. but, yeah, it was good to hold on for 3 points, and I'm sure they would have been very upset about it, so that's a big win for us.
Yeah, it's a huge win. Well done, boys. The second, so, look, very similar start for Taylor's Lakes at Elsenwick Park. what, scores of 67, 96 and 50 from the top three. So they really knuckled down. Look, Jay Menzies did drop the guy, got 96 at the gully in on about 10.
Oh, tough chance, or...?
Kind of to the right, but it should have been caught.
Yeah, okay. Tough place to field, gully.
Oh, worst place to field.
Every bank's just going gully, and I was like, oh, anywhere else. Yeah. Like, but no, look, they got off to a good start, and it was a really good Elsenwick Park wicket, to be fair. Probably one of the best I've played on my time here. Just flat, and it was hot, and there was just nothing on offer. So they ended up getting 280. Pick of the bowlers, though, so there was probably two. Geordie Fowler, 4 for 41 off 18.
Yep.
Bowled the house down. And Cal Richmond, 3 for 53 off 13. Stole the fifth wicket from Jordan.
Yeah.
Wow. Jordan was fuming.
Yeah. Didn't see
he
that.
Saw this guy batting. He goes, oh, just get through this over. And I'm a definite chance for a fiver. But no, so we were chasing 270. And then it rained here in the morning, so the covers was a debacle.
They were terrible at covers. I've never seen a team have less of an idea. We rocked up out of Taslakes, and they were just laying on it. They were laying on the cover, and they didn't put the pegs in.
They didn't have much incentive to get them on, I suppose.
No, well, I mean, like, it was no different here, except like I ended up under the cover. Like, it was just blowing a gale. Yeah. Like, Ben was holding on to it like a drag, I think. It was an absolute circus. But, look... A lot of starts again. Like Bakes got 37. Huey Hayden,
he's dubbed
28 off 38.
It was a good 28, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I watched it. Jeez, it was a good 28.
Gun. Yeah. You know, Mickey Edwards 24, Grovesy 20, myself 33. I ran Mickey Edwards out, actually. I whacked one back at the bowler.
I don't know if that was his hand.
That's two in the year for the twos. That's unheard of.
He's had a rough goal. But look, we were trying to win it at the start. Got to 7th, 192. Benny Hall and Henry did the job at the end for us. They did really well. So good 3 points for us as well. Moving to Port Melbourne this week.
Beautiful. Threes, we won the toss and bowled, which is a bit of a theme in the threes at the moment with the decks. It was actually a pretty good deck, so thanks to Billy and Finn. But we bowled against Port Melbourne. We kept them for 9 for 139. Tom Ashman, 2 for 16. Larcher got a wicket. Collins, 2 for 22. Jacko, 3 for 25. Just bowling a few 16-year-old kids. Or
I'm all for
16's
that.
Probably a bit generous, I reckon. Maybe 13.
All for it.
Mickey Kaiser got a wicket. Bowled someone around his legs. That was
wow.
Whoa. Yeah.
Didn't he bowl seam up as well?
I think he used to. He's got a bad calf now, so he bowls left arm rockets.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, hand grenades, they call them. And then, we batted chasing 140 and, Homburg just did what he usually does, 81 off 44. It's very fun to watch, to be honest, when he's on. Well supported by Raj, who got 30, and Kim got 18, not out at the end there. So, good win from the threes. That takes us up to the fourth. You got the fours?
I got the fours?
Yep.
So, it looks like the fours... Well, batting-wise, it was the Brian Hammer show, it looks like. 77 on 107. Yep. He's been printing runs this year, Brian. Just printing them.
In the fours, he has.
Yeah, but...
It'd be nice if he makes some in the threes.
Yeah, look, 20s, 20s Hayden and Josh Gilley. Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
He batted well. And Josh Herdman had the C next to his name this round. 63 off 41.
Wow.
Into four. And I've heard rumours he left at 4:30. Yeah. I'll see you, boys. Yeah. Like, job done.
He had to leave early, so that is true.
But no, look, 2 for 230 for the fours. Bold box hill out for 117. I mean, pretty comprehensive win that.
Yeah.
So well done to the fours.
Yep. I've got the Fitz here as well, who played on Sunday against Richmond Academy. Looks like Dan. Did Danny get a hat trick? That can't be right, can it?
We would have heard about that by now.
Yeah.
Surely.
Well, he got two blokes out first ball, so. He was close. Good on you, Daniel.
Close to a hat-trick, yeah.
So we bowled first. The Richmond Academy, 8 for 187. Raj, 2 for 27. Daniel, 6 overs, 3 for 33, sorry. And then a couple of wickets spread around. And then batting-wise, we were 4 for 131. Dil Flavel, 43. Raj, 24. Haritha Dasanayake, 31 not out. Off
he came and fielded for us. On Saturday in the one. So big shout out to Big H.
Yeah, he's been looking good in the nets.
He's got a rocket arm on him. So big shout out coming out in
that's good.
32
that's
degree heat out to Taylor Lakes.
To back up in synthetic on the fifth as well. And
which is awesome. So big shout out H. Thanks for coming out.
So not the worst loss, but I reckon that's probably a pretty good
then,
team.
It looks like the women's got abandoned.
Yeah, the bit wet, I think, in the morning.
Yeah,
out, okay. Out on HGO. So, well, that's the results. We got any events coming up to plug?
Probably the Christmas party can't be too far away.
Do we have a date for that? Anyone know?
I'm not sure.
Good to hear.
It's good to
It'd be in middle nice December, I reckon. Yeah.
So keep every weekend in December free just in case.
Yeah, just look. Cancel your plans when you hear what day the Christmas party's on.
And buy your tickets as well, even though they're not.
Maybe a How Good to finish.
Yeah, How Good. Have you got one, Jackson?
You'll yeah, my How Good's Hugh Bennett's 3 off 73. Rock yep. solid, he's a wall, mm-hmm. Hugh Bennett. And dug us out of a very, very deep hole.
You got one, Menzies? Because I actually have one for the first time.
Yeah, you go first. Probably about one.
Yeah. My How Good was Raj Kubar hitting a 6.
Wow.
Yeah. He was down the other end watching Homburg just whack everyone everywhere. Homburg also probably hit the biggest 6 I've ever seen on HGO. It was genuinely huge. the skipper for Box Hills come in for his first ball and hold a half volley outside off, and you don't want to do that to Homburg. And it's genuinely, it would have gone comfortably into the canal at the other end, like if the tree wasn't there. It was massive.
Ridiculous.
But yeah, Raj hit a 6 over square leg. I think he was just trying to copy Homburg, but it was the first, it was the biggest shot I've ever seen Raj hit, so good on you, Raji.
Yeah, now I've thought about it and I haven't got anything. the two ties, I'd say.
Yeah,
you know,
two
good draws, fight, yeah. You know, from the top two grades, you know, probably really no chance to really win. We were trying in the twos, but then when we found out, figured out we probably weren't going to get there. It's really good to see some strong batting.
Yeah.
I know historically in my career, you know, sometimes you just collapse with scenarios like that.
Big time.
Yeah. But it was really good to see some fight from the top two grades. Definitely. To get some points.
Yeah. Could come in very handy at the end of the season, those 3 points for both teams. So, well done. I think that just about wraps us up, Jolly, unless you've got anything else to add.
It's been a very comprehensive pod.
Yeah, it has.
It's gone for about 30 minutes. So, lots to talk about from our guests. Thank you for coming on, Jacko. Absolute pleasure, mate.
Thanks for having me, lads.
No worries. And, good luck to everyone this weekend. The first, got first and second's Port Melbourne, thirds and fourths Ormond.
Yeah, not a
and
bad.
And the fifths, God, I wish they were in our comp because it'd be a lot easier.
It's not a bad away day. For
Hamptons,
the
Hampton at home. So
then the women have Bentley.
Bentley, perfect.
Right, there you go.
Well, good luck to everyone. It'll be a couple of weeks to the next pod after the 2 day, I imagine, Jolly.
Yeah, it will be.
We need a well-earned break.
We're going to get our scheduling. Yeah, well-earned.
All right, good on you, everyone. Have a good fortnight. Good luck to everyone this weekend.
Good luck.
Go Eels.
Cheers.
Go Eels.